comes to meet his friend, the Sheikh of the Specialist for Armin Ormas, the Sheikh of Nishmas, Maris Esther, Basruk Shmuel, the Nishmas, Nachman Daniel Ben Levi Tzvi, Schus Moshe Rabin Shinra Yisur Moshe Mordechai, Shmuel Tzvi Ben David Akiva, Rachavat Slacha, Bechol Masi Yidehem, and we're going to be learning B'siyata Dishmaya, the Sugya of Ribis. Says the Gemara HaKadosha in Meseches Kedushin and Avov Amud Beis, Amar Abaye HaMekadish B'milve Eina Mekudeshes. If a man is Mekadish, a woman with a loan, she's not Mekudeshes. B'hanas milve, she's Mekudeshes. With the benefit, pleasure of a milva, she's mekudeshes. The osur lasus came with pnei ha'aromas ribis, but he's not allowed to do that because it's ha'aromas ribis. It's sort of a stealthy, a sneaky type of ribis if he's mekadesh her behanas milva. Gemara asks, what's this hanas milva? So if you're going to say pshat is that he gave her $4 and he said, give me back $5, and he's Makadish here with the fifth dollar. Har ribis ma'al yehu. That's not haramas ribis, that's mamish ribis. Vod hainu milveh. And moreover, that's also a milveh, that's Makadish ben milveh. Rashi explains, what's the kasha ribis ma'al yisa? That it's actual ribis. Why is it called haramas ribis? How can you, the Gemara, say Abaye that it's called, if it's true that we're dealing with 4 to 5, he gave her 4, she has to return 5, and he's Mekadish her with the fifth? So that's not Haramas Ribis, that's Mamish Ribis. So why are you calling it Abaye Haramas Ribis? So therefore I can't be talking about a case where it's actual Ribis, because then you wouldn't call it Haramas Ribis. This is actual ribis, where he gives her 4 and says she has to give 5 back. That's actual ribis. So that's the Gemara's kasha. It's ribis malius. So I don't call it haramas ribis, so it's mashma. But the Gemara wasn't bothered by the fact that she's mekudeshes. The Gemara was bothered by the fact, don't call it haramas ribis. But the fact that it's ribis doesn't bother us that it's, if she's mekudeshes. Because even though it's ribis, she's mekudeshes. If we would say, ha'mekadish b'milveh mekudeshes, she'd be mekudeshes with this ribis. Even though the Torah asers giving and taking ribis. Nevertheless, there's a chov mamon here. And mamonis, she actually owes him the fifth zuz. So therefore, she should be mekudeshes. He gave her 4, she owes him 5. So with that extra, with that ribis, he's marrying her. And that's fine. Right? Gemara's kasha ribis mali. So just, our problem is, why are you calling it haramas ribis? It's actual ribis. But as far as she being mekudeshes, her being mekudeshes, she's mekudeshes. Even though the Torah asked her ribis. Nevertheless, there's still a monetary debt here. She owes him a zuz, and he's being mekadesh with that zuz. And so writes the Ritva, Lishna ba'alma kol kashile. The Gemara is only bothered by the lashon. Amai kori le haromas ribis. Why are you calling it haromas ribis? Avovade afilu beribis gemura, im kvar perato lo, chozal v'kitshabo mekudeshes. But even vade ribis, if she pays it to him, and then he's mekadesh her with it, she's mekudeshes. Why? The most ribisa sheporim lovi lamalve keninu legamre. Because most ribis that the lova gives to the malve, the person's mamish kone. The ribis. because you see that there's a chov mamon. Since there's a chov mamon, if a woman gives a man ribis and he gives it back to her, she's mekudeshes, because he's giving her his money. Because there's a chov mamon gomer here. Ella sheish lav chov alatzirum beveizdin. Just ubeizdin motzim imenu. Just he has a chov to return the money, and beizdin takes it away. So we see it from here, from this ritva, big yisod in ribis. And that is that even though there's an isser involved, but monetarily, the money is actually owed. And then if it's paid, then beizdin takes it out to give it back to the love. But still, there was an actual chov mamon. Just after there's a chov mamon, if he pays it, then it has to be given back. But we have to separate mamonus and isurim. As far as mamonus goes, there's a chov, but there's an isur that's stopping this chov, but there's still a chov mamon. And if the chov, this chov mamon is paid, then because of the isur, based in his motzi the kesef. Vim meis ein banav chayavim lahachzir. And if he dies, then the kids don't have to give it back this ribis money, because it was a chov mamon gomer, and they don't have the isur of kabbalas ribis, so they're cool. So what the ritva means to do, explains Marina Verbena Rosh HaYeshiva Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Zitzal, we're basing ourselves on his shir, his Torah, that the ritva wants to prove from the fact that ein banim chayavim lahachzir ribis, the ribis is a chov gomer mitzad dinei mamon, and there's a schus to the malve b'dmei haribis b'shekatzitzu, that they set aside a certain amount of ribis, so the malva has a schus in this ribis. The lavha chiloya malva kona piron a ribis, shrei lanasan loala bepiron chova. Because otherwise, the malva would not have been kona the piron a ribis. How is the malva kona? Because if ribis isn't a chov mamon, then it's stolen money. And if it's stolen money, then why don't the kids have to return it? The kids should have to return the ribis. It's stolen money. The answer is no. Midin mamonis, he really owed the money to their father. It's a chiyuv gamer. Just the Torah asserted this mice of giving ribis, of imposing ribis and giving ribis. But the kids, they don't have the sister, and therefore out's the mum and they can keep it. They may say banim chayavim lahachzir. And therefore, if a man is given ribis by a woman, it's a chov mum and gomer. So this is now his money. So he can be mekadesh the woman with this. Now let's say the man says to the woman, all right, I'm giving you 4, I want you to give me back 5, and I'm going to be mekadesh you with the 5th. So the Gemara says that's ribis, and hainu milveh. And that's the same, the issue here is milveh, of mekadesh ben milveh, because he's not giving her anything. Because the zuz is not yet in his possession. So you have to give something concrete when you're Mekadesh. It's already obligated. So it's like if I'm Mekadesh a woman with $100, I give her $100 and I'm Mekadesh her with that loan. That's Mekadesh b'milveh, she's not Mekudeshes, because I'm not giving her anything. The money is already owed to me, but I'm not giving her anything. So too, with the ribis, you're right, she owes me that extra zuz, but I can't marry her with it because I'm a kaddish b'milveh. That's hainu milveh. But the fact that she owes it to me is indisputable, says the ritva. The money is owed. And if she actually gave it to me and I give it back, she's mekudeshes. Why is she mekudeshes? Because it's my money. It was a chov moment she gave to me, and now I'm returning it. I'm giving her my money. So she's mekudeshes. So ad kan midivrei sugyasenu b'meseches kedushin with the ritva. In the Gemara, in Meseches Erchin, and Af Chof Beis Omud Aleph, brings the Mishnah in Chof Aleph Omud Beis that Shuma Yisomim, that a Shuma, a Rochan assessment of the Nechasim of the Yisomim, in order to sell them, to pay a debt, is done Al yidei hachraza b'meshach 30 yom. So, person's mischayiv mamon lechaver, he dies, the noisha, the baal choiv, can be goyve lechov from the karkos of the mace, shehoirish lebonov. And the Beis Din assesses the field of the yisayimim for 30, they announce it for 30 days. And then anybody who wants to buy it should come and buy it. And they do this in order to be mefarsim the davar, and hopefully people will come along and offer more money. So Rav Asi says that Ein is kakin lenichse yisomim, you don't touch the nichse yisomim while they're still ketanim, unless Ribbis is eating it. If Ribbis is eating it, then you sell it. But otherwise, you hold on to it. Ein is kaken lenichse yisomim, eli im kain ribbis ochelas behem. Vahainu, b'mikre she'aviyam lava b'ribit migoy, v'cholot she'achov eino nifra, ha'ribit holechet u'mosifa ve'ochelet b'nechse ha'yitomim. So as long as they're ketanim, you don't touch their stuff. You don't touch the nechasim. But if there's ribbis eating at it, then you do. Because then you're saving them. That's the statement of Rav Asi. So the Gemara asks a kasha on this. And this Rav Asi, who says Ein is kakon l'nichse yisomim, came Rav Sochelas b'hem from the Mishnah, Shuma yisomim 30 yom. Says that you assess their field and you announce it for 30 days. And we ask what we're talking about over here. If we're talking about a Baal Chov Yisrael, if we're talking about a Jewish Baal Chov, and according to Rav Asi, there's ribbis eating at this field, if he's eating ribbis, mishav kinan lei. We're talking about a Baal Chov Yisrael, and the reason you're assessing the field of the Yisomim, the nechasim of the Yisomim, in order to sell it, is so that they don't lose the ribbis. But if it's talking about a yid, then ma pitom, he's not allowed. We don't allow him to take the ribbis. Dibe Baal Chov Yisrael, or ainon otel ribbis. He's not allowed to take ribbis, and therefore you wouldn't be touching the nichse yisomim. So what must we be talking about? A Baal Chov Goy. But if we're talking about a Baal Chov Goy, Mitzayis, is he going to listen? Not to take the ribbis during these days of Hachraza? B'vaday shalom. So, Bezin isn't going to push off the sale for 30 days when the Yisomim are going to lose out because this guy is going to take his ribbis in the meantime. So, according to Ravasi, that ain't his kakan l'nichsa Yisomim, unless ribbis ochel is behem, talking about a Jew or a guy. If it's a Jew, we're not going to let him take ribbis. And if it's a guy, so then he's not going to wait for the 30 days. He's not going to not take ribbis, refrain from taking ribbis for 30 days. So we definitely shouldn't wait 30 days. And in the meantime, let him take the nechassim of the Yisomim. So answers the Gemara, really we're talking about a guy. A Baal Chov is a guy. And the guy was makabel upon himself to be done b'dina Yisrael. Never he's going to wait the 30 days. For the Gemara, if he's going to b'dina Yisrael, and let him not take ribbis. Ad kan midivrei Gemara, so we have to understand. Since ribbis is only an iser, but b'dina mamonis is a chov gomor, so what do you mean ribbis nami lo lishko? Then let him, if we're dealing with b'dina Yisrael, then let him not take ribbis. What's the problem with him taking ribbis? What was he makabel upon himself? He was makabel upon himself, ladin b'dina mamonis ki Yisrael. The mamonis dick, he's going to be done k'dina Yisrael. Not that he's makabel himself, the yisurim of a Jew. But he's talking about the guy, he was makabel upon himself, mamonis. That in mamonis, he's going to be like Jews. He's going to follow Jewish law. And since I'll be Dina Yisrael, you have to wait 30 days. So that you announce it, he's going to wait the 30 days. He's makabel upon himself, b'dinei mamonis, but not b'dinei yisser. So, what's the Gemara's kasha? So if he's going with Dina Yisrael, let him not take ribbis. Why shouldn't he take ribbis? Mamonis, he's allowed to take ribbis, just like a Jew is allowed to take ribbis in mamonis. Just an isser, a Jew's not allowed to take ribbis, but the guy doesn't have a problem. The guy is in mitzvah and ribbis. So if the Ritva's correct, that in mamonis there's really a chov, there's just an iser on this chov, to collect the chov of ribbis, then why does the Gemara say, then let the goy not take ribbis? The goy has every right to take ribbis in mamonis. And he's only makabel upon himself the dinei mamonis to follow the Jews. Not the dinei iser. And according to the Ritva, in mamonis it's a chov. So he has every right to take it. And what about the iser? He doesn't have to worry about the iser. He's not Jewish. It's like a meeting of Velas. So that's the kasha that we have on the Ritva. Now that the Ritva says that bipara ribis koino isa ma'amilva kinyan gamur, that when ribis is paid, the malve is koino the ribis bikinyan gamur, he just has to give it back in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of hashavas haribis. L'chora davar ze mevuar b'gemara b'bav metzia. But Daf Samech Hey, Amud Aleph. Hagmara Sham Omeret, Amar Abaye, Hay Man De Masik Arba'a Zuzei De Ribita, B'Chavrei. ויהיב לה גלימה בגוויו, כי מפקינן מיני, ארבעה מפקינן מיני, גלימה לא מפקינן מיני. זאת אומרת, מי שתובע מחברו ארבעה זוזים של ריבית שקצץ עמו, ונתן לו חברו בתמורה בגד ששוויה 4 זוזים, כי מפקינן מיני בית דין את הריבית. So somebody is toivea 4 zuzim of ribis that he made up together, and he gives him instead a garment that's worth 4 zuz. So when the Beis Din takes out the ribis, 4 zuz they take away, but not the glima, the beggar they don't take away. Kevan shemekho kayam, the mekach is a good mekach, so the glima gets to keep. They just take the 4 zuz away because he wasn't allowed to take ribis. But the etzem glima, this garment, he's allowed to keep. The transaction was a valid transaction. Just he has to give back the mammon. He has to go. He owes 4 zuz. Ze abaye. Rava amar glima mapkinan mine. Rava says, no, you even take the garment. Why? Ki hechad lo lemru glima de mechasei kavakae. Glima de ribitahu. Shelo yamru beged ze sheomed umetkase bo hu beged shel ribit. So according to the Heilige Rovo, we don't take it away. Oh, we do take it away, excuse me. Why? So people don't say that the glima that he's covering himself with is ribistic. So you see that l'kulei alma mi'ikar adin is kone the ribis. And all he has is a mitzvah of hashava v'chei chaimach. So he has to give back the money. Just the Rava says, it doesn't look good to be walking around with a ribis garment. So therefore he should give back the garment. But in principle, he's kone the etzem garment. So you see that mamanistik, there's a chov. Just you have a din of v'chei chaimach, so he has to return the money. If there was no debt, monetary debt, then he would have to return the glima. What are you taking? Say, take a shirt, so you have to give back the shirt. But since no, he really owes him a shirt. Elamai is a din of chechi chaimach. You're not allowed to take ribis because that's really, it's hurtful to the other person. His livelihood. So he has to give back the money, the monetary value. But the mominus is there. So you see, like the Ritva from this Mefurisha Gemara, V'kvar amad b'raya zo b'sefer machane Ephraim b'ilchot ma'ave v'lo've b'dinei ribit b'siman bet. As the machane Ephraim tama me'agmara b'vava kama. So the machane Ephraim taka brings this raya, and then he wonders about it from the Gemara and b'vava kama. Daf kuf yed beizam ad aleph. Rami Bar Chama holds that Rishus Yoresh ke Rishus Lekeach Domi. The Rishus of a Yoresh is like the Rishus of the Lekeach. That a Yoresh is considered like a buyer. And therefore, if somebody Yarshins from a Gazlan, La'achar Yeush, he's Koine. Why? Because on one hand there's Yeush, and B, there's Shinui Rishus. He's a din of a Lekeach. So he's kind of midin sheyosh v'shini rishus, and the Gemara brings a raya from the din that if somebody's father left them ribis, they don't have to give it back, because the yorshim acquire the ribis midin shini rishus, because rishus yoris ki rishus lekechtami, so it's considered shini rishus. Tosis writes that even though the loive gave the money midas, nevertheless it's by the b'toras gzela, because he didn't give it b'toras matoni, he gave it b'toras ribis. And if there was no Shini Rishus, they would have to give it back. But now, since there's Yehush and Shini Rishus, they don't have to give it back. So Mufurash Yotzei, She'en HaMalveh Koneh HaRibit V'Gzeilai B'Yado. You see Mufurash in this Gemara, it's Mamish Gzeila. The only reason they don't have to give it back is because you have the Yehush for Shini Rishus. But if not for Yehush and Shini Rishus, they have to give it back. It's Mamish Gzeila. Why is it Gzeila? Mom gonna stick their Koneh. According to the Ritva, the only reason here that they can keep it is because there's Yehosh and Shinui Rishus. Otherwise, we'd be considered Gzela biyadim. Why is it Gzela? Either it's Gzela is not when if something is yours, if there's a Chov Mammon and you get your Chov Mammon, it's not considered Gzela. even according to Rav in the Gemara over there, who's Doiche. And he says, Loi Lamei Malach, it's not Kirishus like Keach Dami. V'shayni Hocha, De'amar Karati Kach Meitor Nechash V'tarbit. Ahadir Lei Kiyech Dinechi V'hadach. Ledideka Masya Rachmana Adlasei Marachmana. Levrei Lo Masya Lei Rachmana. So, he says, no. Rabbi says, really, I'll tell you that Rishus Lekech, Rishus Yerush Lavke, Rishus Lekech, and the reason the kid doesn't have to give it back is because it says, don't take ribis, give it back in order that he should live with you. So it's talking about the person who received the ribis, but not his children. It says, Gzeris HaKosov, that the Yerushim are koine, and they don't have to give it back. But he himself wasn't koine, because it's Gzela. So you see that according to that Gemara again, Kuli Alma in Mamanus, the person who receives the ribis, the Malve, it's not his ribis. It's not considered his Maman. So it's not just a Surim. In Maman, it's not his. The only reason the kids don't have to give it back is either because we have Xeris HaKasa for the kids, or because they have Yevish and Shina Rishus. But otherwise, it's considered Xelus, so it's not considered Mamanus. And he asked another kasha from the Gemara in Temure, Avov, Amar Aleph, and Beis, trying to find an afkamina ladina between Abaye, who holds, that's called Milsa Doma Rachman Eloi Savid Yavid Loi Mahani, and Rava, who holds Yavid Loi Mahani, that if the Torah tells you not to do something and you do it, is it effective or not? Abaye holds, no, it's Abaye holds it's effective, and Rava holds it's not effective. The Gemara says that according to Abaye, who holds Mahani, that it is effective, Ribis Ktsutsa is not Yotze B'dayanim. And Rava holds that it is Yotze B'dayanim. So wait a second, according to Abaye, we wanted to say that Iyavid Mahani. And therefore, Ein Ribis Ktsutsa Yaitse B'dayanim. And according to Rava, who holds Lo Mahani, Yaitse B'dayanim. It goes out with Dayanim. Why does it go out with Dayanim? Why did Dayanim take the money back? Because Yavid Lo Mahani. When we Yavid Lo Mahani, it should be fine. Why should it be fine? Because Mamanistic, he really owed him the money. You see from the Gemara that the money's not really owed. Because if the money were owed, then we wouldn't say it has to be returned because of Yavid Lo Mahani. Because it wasn't effective. Why was it not effective? There was a Chov Mamon here. Arei Mevu'al de Lo Ahanu Ma'asav. You see that it's not effective. He wasn't koine. So we wanted to say in the Ritva, and the Ritva wanted to say that you're koine the ribis money. The ribis money is actually yours. But here in the Gemara you see that ribis money is not yours. Yisrova says, Loi Mahani. So we could be mefalpel on that Gemara, but that's the bottom line. So again, we have the what we learned is we saw the Gemara in Kiddushin and Avov on the base that Abaye holds the Kaddish Milve Einu Mekudesh Banavus Milve Mekudeshes, but you now let it do it because of Aramis Ribis. Then we asked what Hanas Milve is, and we said if it's Pshat that he gave her four and he wants five back, and then he's Bekadish here with the fifth, that's not Ribis, Aramis Ribis. That's called true Ribis. It's not just Aramis Ribis, that's real Ribis. So Rashi says, Pshat of the Gemara is it's real ribis. Why are you calling it haramas ribis? But it's mashma that the very fact that he could be makadisha with ribis is fine. We're just bothered by the lashon. And the Gemara says, Od hainu milva. So it's a problem of being makadish ben milva. But if not the problem of being makadish ben milva, and if not for the problem of the lashon that you used, that you're calling it haramas ribis when it's actual ribis, he can actually be makadisha with the fifth zuz. Why? Because he's actually owed the fifth zuz. Because in Mamanis, he's owed it. He's owed the money. The Malva is owed the ribis. And the Ritva writes that Mefurish, that in Mamanis, the Malva is kind of the ribis. There's just a din to return it. But in Mamanis, till he returns it, it actually legally belongs to him. It legally belongs to the Malva. Isurim, he has to return. He did an Isser. But in Mamanis, it's his. So that's the Yisod, it seems, from Rashi and from the Ritva. And then we had a Kasha from Erchin that we said to a Goy, why, if a Goy is being done B'dinei Yisrael, then let him not take Ribis. But we said a Goy is only being done B'dinei Yisrael, B'dinei Mamanis, not B'dinei Yisurim. So if in Mamanis the Goy is being done B'dinei Yisrael but not in Yisurim, what's the Ribis problem? I mean, don't take ribis. He's allowed to take ribis because in Mamanus you have every right to take ribis. So apparently, from the Gemara in Erechim would indicate, now like we said, that even in Mamanus the ribis isn't yours, and therefore if the guy agrees to be done with dinei Yisrael, b'dinei Mamanus, he shouldn't be taking ribis. And then we saw a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Samech Amud Aleph, that proves the sheet of the Ritva, that if you have a glima that's worth four, that he gave the glima that's worth four beribis, so when it's returned, you don't have to give back the actual glima. The glima is yours. Kuli alma, you don't have to give it back. Just according to Rava, you do, because it doesn't look nice to walk around with the ribis glima. But in theory, in Mamanus, the glima is yours. You just have to give back the money because of chechi chimach. Why? Because in Mamanus, the ribis is a real kenyan. It actually belongs to you. And the Machane Ephraim asks from the Gemara in Bava Kama that you see from the Gemara that no, there isn't a kinyan on the ribis. The ribis doesn't actually belong to the Malva, and therefore the only reason the Yorshim get to keep it is because we had Yerush and Shini Rishus, or according to Rabbah, that this Xeris HaKasav that the Yorshim can keep it. But the man himself, the Malva himself, he wouldn't be allowed to keep it. It's not considered his. It's considered that it belongs to the Yorshim because it's Yerush and Shini Rishus. But it's not considered that it belongs to the Malva himself, only the Yorshim. They had Shini Rishus because Yerush Kelokech Dami. But otherwise it doesn't belong to the Malva. Just the Yorshim, it belongs to them legally because it's Yerush and Shini Rishus. Or according to Rabbi, because it's Zeres HaKosov. But the Yorshim don't have to return the Ribis, but they get to keep it. But the Malva himself, it's not his. It's not legally his money. And just Xeris HaKasav, the Yorshim are Kona, but this Xeris HaKasav doesn't apply to the Malva. So you see from the Gemara in Bava Kama that a Malva is not Kona Ribis. And there's just special rule by the Yorshim, but the Malva himself is not Kona Ribis, not like the Ritva, not like the Gemara in Bava Kama, Lecharis, above Metzia, San Lecheom, and Aleph. And then we also asked the Kashif, the Gemara in Tumura. And Rava holds that Ribis is Yotze B'dyana because of Yavad Loi Mahani. What do you mean Yavad Loi Mahani? In Mamanus it's his. So why would you say Lo Mahani? So you see, Lo Mahani, there was no Kenyan here. You see, not only is it an Isser, but it's not effective Medine Mamanus. And therefore it has to be returned because Lo Mahani. Because in Mamanus, it's not just that he did an Isser. But in Mamanus it's not his, and that's why he has to return it. And we don't say that, all right, he did an Isser, but in Mominus it's his. No, we say Lo Mahani, it's not affected. As the Torah is saying in Mominus, it's not yours, and therefore it has to be returned. So that's really our question. What's going on over here? Is it Mominus or is it not Mominus? Does it belong to the Malver or not? So Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we are going to pave a path, a mahalach, and start paving. And then we're going to Mirtz Hashem, see Nifla'ot Gidolot Mitorat Hashem Yitbarach. So please stay tuned, and it's going to be super duper gevaldik. Neder. Thank you so much for listening. Sof tovar, akol nishma, telokim yira, et mitzvotav shmor, ki zeh kol ha'olam. Shalom, shalom, thank you for that.